This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us on this Monday night. You might have heard either here on WGIL today or in the news elsewhere how a number of TV stations that are owned by the largest owner of stations in the country, Sinclair Broadcast Group, has more or less had some of their anchors in most of their markets read kind of a commentary type of a thing that basically kind of throws criticism to so-called fake news and things like that. And that's brought up some perhaps maybe controversy both in the world and in the world of journalism particularly. So I thought I'd get some perspective on that tonight from Laura Trendle-Polis. She is the president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association, of which I and others here at the station are members. But also more importantly, she is the news director of TV 10 at Illinois State University. So she teaches students getting into the world of broadcast journalism, and she's on the line with me now. Laura, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Nice to be with you this afternoon, Will.
Yeah, very glad to have you for sure. I guess we were kind of talking a little bit off the air that I think maybe there are some parts of this that maybe we both kind of get and have feelings about and some parts that maybe we don't. But maybe if you could explain from your perspective what's happening here and what may some of the concern might be.
Well, just like I would assume anyone, journalists don't like to be told what to do or handed a script and be made to read it. I wouldn't imagine that anyone would like that in their job. But that's what seems to be happening here. I don't think we're shocked by this. I know I'm not. But journalists at the Sinclair stations across the country were apparently sent a script last week for a promo, a piece of, I wouldn't call it news, but for a piece that they were supposed to air, saying basically that they are all members of their local community, which I don't think anyone would argue with, mm-hmm. and that they are very disturbed by what they're seeing and reading and hearing. And again, I don't think anyone would argue with that. I think a lot of us are disturbed by what we're hearing and seeing and reading. But, of course, the irony is that some think that they are the offender here, that the Sinclair group is pushing an agenda in a way that journalism, again, shouldn't be and doesn't like to be pushed.
Perhaps sort of like the pot calling the kettle black, they're complaining about an agenda being pushed while pushing an agenda, perhaps.
Exactly. And so that just gets so muddy. Oh, my gosh, it's just a mess, I think.
Have you been talking about this? Has this come up with your students, Laura?
Well, from what I can see, this video that was made by, I always want to say BuzzFeed, but
Deadspin?
Deadspin, yes, another compound word. I think I first saw it Friday afternoon, but here is something that I think is interesting. Last Wednesday in a class with juniors and seniors and a lot of people graduating, the guest who I invited is the news director at a Sinclair station in our area. Mm-hmm. I had invited him to come in for the day because I was hearing through the job searching process, a lot of students would say to me, oh, I don't want to go there, it's Sinclair. Oh, I won't even apply there, it's Sinclair. And I said, you know, have you ever watched anything that they've done? Do you know anyone who works in that newsroom? Let's hear from someone who's in a Sinclair newsroom. And so that's what we did. And I thought it was a good experience. This is a person who is a longtime journalist, has worked in numerous markets, has worked with people who I have worked with in other places, has worked with several of our students in their jobs that they've gone on to, and he's not a stupid guy.
Right.
So for us to get all upset and say Sinclair is the devil, he's like, how can you say that? Do you think I'm that stupid that I would stay here? He brought out some of the good things about the corporation from his view, and I thought it was important that the students would hear some of that.
Yeah, I imagine on one hand, you know, you don't want to be sort of painted into a corner to have to say something on the air you don't really believe in to a point, but on the other hand, you know, we all got to eat, right?
Right, and he was talking about better benefits than he's had in numerous other jobs with other owners. And the salary that he was offering starting journalists is better than what many others are offering.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that just gets me as a journalism educator, looking at these young people trying to figure out how to start their lives and how to pay back their student loans.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very important thing. So it's just a mess for me right now.
I can see where that would be a mess. The thing that is, I've been kind of thinking about as I saw this, and yeah, I think I shared the same Deadspin story on my own personal Facebook page that everybody else did. I mean, it looks concerning on the surface, but you know, I was kind of thinking about this as I was looking for somebody to talk to about this today. How is this different than, you know, maybe the older days of TV and radio when editorials were commonplace?
Well, what they will tell you and what this news director told me with Sinclair is that, yes, there's commentary, but that it's marked as such. And in that way, I don't have a problem. Now, what we just saw in this most recent video isn't
marked as commentary.
Marked as commentary, yeah. Right. And so we may be straying across a line or into a new area that is troubling. I've heard a lot of people today call it the tip of the iceberg, and I think that's the fear among journalists. I've been surveying members of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association Board of Directors because I'm trying to formulate a statement, and I want it to represent not just me, but everybody. And I'm hearing a lot of it's the tip of the iceberg. What's next? It's a slippery slope.
But it also sounds like that without the anchors themselves having been, I guess, pushed to read this, it's not without precedent at Sinclair, right? I mean, they hire commentators and have pieces on the air that either are or aren't clearly marked as commentary and have been doing it for a long time.
I believe that's true, yes. And the news director who spoke to us last week talked about stories that they will send, mostly out of the Capitol, I believe. And that's something that I want to look at more because I watch the Peoria television market, and we don't have a Sinclair-owned station in that market. So I'm not watching this on a nightly basis like I am other things, and I need to. I don't want to criticize or praise that which I haven't even seen myself.
And I should say from our standpoint here, we get some of the both Quad Cities and Peoria TV markets in Galesburg, and we're in the process of Sinclair buying stations owned by the Tribune Company, which include WQAD in the Quad Cities. So there are people here, and perhaps rightly so, concerned about what, if anything, might change about what for some people is the number one station in the market.
Right, and something they've, people, faces that they're familiar with, people they have trusted to get their news, and that really is a big concern for the IMBA and for journalism educators as well, that credibility factor. We want the people who are giving you the news to be trustworthy, and this just makes us worry that we will not be seen that way, that they will not be seen that way. And also the buying up, like you mentioned, that is another fear, that just how many stations are they going to own, and what effect is that kind of monopoly going to have?
We're talking with Laura Trendle-Polis of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association and of TV10 at Illinois State University. So when these students got the chance to talk to this news director from a Sinclair station, I'm presuming Springfield, I'm going to guess?
Yes, you're right.
I thought, yeah. Mm-hmm. And were any minds changed, do you think, among your students? Did they maybe second guess some of what they might have thought about Sinclair after hearing from this news director?
Well, it's only been a couple of days. I'm not terribly optimistic, though, because I do feel like, again, I'm one voice and he was one voice, and they're getting a lot of outside, you know, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, you don't want to do this. Also, students, young people, are more idealistic at this point, which is a great thing, and journalism kind of feeds on that. You know, they just think it would be terrible for anyone to tell them what to read or make them, force them to read something. And that's really upsetting to them right now. I think they don't maybe see that there could be a bigger picture to it of the salary, the benefits, and other things that the station could be doing very well that somehow might outweigh some discomfort, but I don't think they have that perspective yet. Yeah. So no, I think they're still steering away from it right now, honestly.
On the other hand, and on some of the programs, the other shows we air here on WGIL, a couple of the hosts cited these surveys that I admittedly I can't recall from where that suggests that a majority of people think that their local TV stations are responsible for either reporting or otherwise sharing so-called fake news somehow. That must be awfully concerning.
Oh, that sure is. Yeah, I like to try to help people draw a line. It's frustrating when people will just complain about the media.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is the media? You know, there's just, you know, we are nothing close to CNN. We're nothing close to MSNBC. You know, even I've gotten to interact with some network people from time to time.
Yeah.
Just their world is so different than when you're doing news in Peoria or in Springfield or in Quincy or in Rockford. The day-to-day local news is just so completely different. And I think it's something that audiences can be proud of and should feel connected to, because that just makes it even better.
Absolutely. All right. Laura Trendel-Polis, the TV10 news director at Illinois State University, also president of the Illinois News Broadcasters Association. Again, in the interest of disclosure, of which I and our WGIL newsroom's a member, thank you so much for your time, and perhaps we can talk again once you determine whatever the INBA statement might be on this.
I'll be working on that as soon as we're done here. Thanks, Will.
Laura Trendel-Polis again on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll check sports and more next on WGIL.